Well, hello guys, this is Boxing Day, and it looks like I made Christmas Day, and maybe make Boxing Day too. We'll have to wait and see. Now this video is going to be a kind of an old fogey video, because there's not really that many people left who can remember when there was no internet at all. Then probably the younger people wondered how in the hell we survived. Well, we did. Very well. We communicated a lot more, verbally, with each other, physically. But the internet promised to be an information highway. All this information at our fingertips. Well, now the information highway has been around for quite some time. It's turned into something completely different. It's basically a way to control the masses. Think about it. Everything is connected to the internet now. Your phones, your Apple Watch, even your TV, and sometimes your toaster, your home security system. The younger generation is connected to the internet 24/7. When younger people wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is check their phones, and they will be connected to the internet all day and night. So the internet knows what you're doing. When you do it, you're not just to say a number to them. They know you personally. They know your habits. They know where you live. They know your likes and dislikes. A lot of people's banking details are on the internet too. And the trouble is when these systems go down, and sometimes they do, it's absolutely havoc, isn't it? But luckily, they come back up. But what happens if it didn't? A lot of young people's lives are spent texting people, not actually talking to them physically. And that's why a lot of their communication skills are not very, well, good. You know the film Matrix, the first one? It's a great film. But maybe we're already living it, because mostly everybody is connected to the mainframe. And if the mainframe wants people to do something, it just sends out a message. And of course, it is true what they say. Whoever holds the information holds the power. And real people are starting to act almost like computers themselves. You ever noticed all these names that have come out where they have to put these people in these certain headings? Kind of like dehumanizing them. Well, I should imagine not very soon, maybe even now, a lot of younger generations are not really even going to be human, or have any human traits. If you just talk to a few young people roughly about the same age, they all have the same sort of outlook. They seem to always have the same likes and dislikes. That's because they're getting all their information from the mainframe. No individuality. Almost like clones. Hell, they even look alike, dress alike. A lot of younger people will be saying, oh, what an old fogey, doesn't like progress or technology. Well, I'm sitting in a different position than they are. I can remember when there was no internet and what it was like. They can't. And I know what it's like with internet and being tethered to it every day. It's basically dehumanizing people. If something major happened, and the whole internet and infrastructure went down, it's only us, the older people, who still will be able to function quite normally and adapt. But soon my generations will be gone. Then what? Well, that's just another uplifting video from Solo Man. It's always best to look both sides of the coin, isn't it? Take it easy, fellas.